The cars we drive also drive our creative impulses, manifesting as a dominant force in popular culture. The cars we drive are an extension of our dreams and our identities. But as cars change in the future and computers take the wheel, will the anxiety of giving up control impact our culture? Sherry Zeck, interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University, is GLT's culture maven and says the future could be grim. The car as we know it now distills a number of American values, including freedom. Zeck says those values spill into our entertainment and reveal our ongoing adoration of the car.
You know, whenever somebody talks about car songs, I always think of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere.
Not only is it a great song and she's terrific, but cars are for us the possibility of escape. Cars are in our imagination and also in practicality, they're a means of escape. So that song, You Got a Fast Car, we're in a terrible situation, we're in love, the car's going to help us get away. I think that's very much part of the American imagination.
But cars are changing in our world. Cars are becoming driverless, they're becoming automated. As cars become something new in our lives, how does that change our relationship to cars? And how will we find that reflected in pop culture?
I think, at least right now, in terms of driverless cars, in pop culture, it's going to feed into disaster films, I'm sure.
Kind of like Speed, only you're in a car and somebody's
exactly,
taking over your car.
Exactly. So I think that this vehicle, which is so designed around the human body and its capacities, right? The average height of a human, the average leg length, figuring out ways to make adjustments within that, within this little cockpit that you sit in. So I think that what we're going to see in films is enormous anxiety about the human equation being taken out of the relationship to the operation of the car.
Because we're feeling that in our real lives. I love the idea of a driverless car, but that's at the same time, the control freak in me is like, I'm a little anxious about that.
Absolutely. And it seems wrong. There's a way in which it just seems not, it seems like something's being taken away as opposed to something being given to us, right? So I'm sure 20 years from now we'll talk about what.
We'll laugh at ourselves.
Yeah. You asked about cars and popular culture, and I went straight to music, but of course, cars and movies are hugely important. I think we largely associate them with teen culture, road movies, that sort of thing. But who would James Bond be without his Aston Martin? There are lots of ways in which cars and movies have become iconic. But, you know, when you ask me what's the first one I think of Suspicion.
You mean the Alfred Hitchcock movie?
Yeah.
When Cary Grant is driving the car and Joan Fontaine is there and they're going along these winding roads and she thinks he's going to kill her.
Uh-huh. That's the very first one that comes to mind.
That's interesting.
First of all, because it's a brilliantly shot scene.
It is.
And it's incredible how, without really any dialogue, Hitchcock creates this great tension. And we don't know whether he's going to kill her or not, except that he's Cary Grant, so he's not going to kill her. Yeah, so that's the first one that comes to mind, which also is the other thing, cars as weapons, which unfortunately we have seen way too dramatically in the last few years. But the car as freedom, car, you know, all that sounds very nice. Cars are also dangerous. And I don't just mean dangerous like when something goes wrong. They are vehicles that we have seen weaponized. And when you add the ability for them to operate themselves to that, that gets back to my notion that what we'll see in the movies is disaster situations, horror situations.
I have to wonder how they would adapt the Fast and the Furious series to a driverless car.
Faster, furiouser, and foolisher.
So again, looking to the future, and you feel that the driverless vehicle will manifest itself in pop culture with a certain level of anxiety. What about beyond that? As we become more adapted to giving over control to the car and our relationship to the car changes, will we go back to how we felt about the car in the past, the whole freedom and that sort of thing? Will we never really lose that? Will our relationship to the car How will that be depicted on the big screen 50, 60, 70, 100 years down the road?
Laura, by the time that happens, we're not going to be watching movies anymore. There's going to be something else going on neurologically that provides us that kind of stimulation. That's what I think.
So as cars change and our relationships to cars change, can you find something from our past that might be similar to how things are going to be changing with the cars? We will no longer be behind the wheel, so our relationship to cars will change. When we look back to the past, is there something analogous?
Well, I don't think this is the most brilliant answer I've ever given to one of your questions, but I'm going to say the TV.
The TV?
Yeah, because when we went to the remote control, our relationship with our viewing patterns became profoundly different. Americans stopped getting off the couch, stopped having a physical relationship with the television set in a certain way. All their adjustments were done through the remote. Stopped watching programs and commercials and everything all the way through. So the flow, people would talk about flow when they did television studies in the 60s and 70s. They don't talk about that so much anymore because people are running all over.
People are hopscotching.
Hopscotching all over the map. They're time shifting, all of that.
If so, they're watching television at all rather than streaming everything.
Well, there's that.
Yes.
I mean, but I'm one of those folks, right? When the remote control came along, that was the beginning of a series of technological advances that changed what viewing was in houses and changed therefore our physical relationship to it. And then, you know, it opened up this, it was kind of the beginning of this whole way in which we do everything by remote control now.
So how long does it take for a cultural icon to reach cultural obsolescence?
It doesn't take very long. I mean,
not these days.
Right, can use the rotary phone example. Even in the last 50 years, we've seen lots of things change in that away.
So now we're moving into the automated car world.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, in pop culture, we've seen examples of automated vehicles. The Batmobile. Now, I mean, we might have some anxiety about giving away that power, that control, but who could say the Batmobile is not cool and doesn't want to ride in the Batmobile? We all want to do that. Maybe the Batmobile is really what helps to make the driverless car ultimately cool now.
For 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes.
Okay. I mean, for 5 minutes, because the Batmobile is not as cool if you look at it now as it was in 1968. So for 5 minutes, I think it'll be cool, cool like a novelty cool.
That's Sherry Zick, Interim Dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and GLT's Culture Maven. I'm Laura Kennedy.